Romans 8:15 says, "You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Welcome to Spirit of Adoption Radio, where we soar above all the darkness of this world and see things in the light of God's eternal perspective. Now, here's your hosts, Kevin and Tabitha Lavelle.
There is a war that's inside, a battle for my heart and mind. Some days I feel I just can't fight. Not strong enough on my own. Thank God I'm not standing alone. You're with me wherever I go. So I fall to my knees, empty all of me. I don't wanna be consumed by anything else in this world that you love. Only you. Surrender, be all that overwhelms me. Forever, oh forever. I wanna be consumed only by you, only by you. Consumed only by you.
Hey everybody, shalom. We're so thankful and blessed that you would choose to join us today for episode number 177 of Spirit of Adoption Radio. I'm Kevin, and with me as always is my dear wife Tabitha. How are you today, Sophia?
I'm blessed.
Amen. As always.
As always.
As you abide in him, right?
Yes, amen.
That's beautiful.
Like a blanket.
You have a blessed blanket around you tonight.
I'm abiding like a blanket.
Amen. And he is your comfort, right?
Yes. Amen.
He's the God of all comfort, right?
Yes, he is.
You want to be consumed in him. With him.
Absolutely. And you know, just today, it was interesting because I made some challah bread for the first time.
Amen.
Blessed challah bread, right?
It did turn out to be a blessing.
It was. And it was actually sourdough challah that I really was kind of looking at recipes for a while and decided finally to make it. So I posted a picture up of it on Facebook. And one of my friends posted onto that picture and she said something so sweet about my challah bread. She said, Shabbat Shalom.
Amen.
But then she said, I just want to say that, you know, I'm hoping that God, the Lord, covers you like the braids of the challah, just like surrounds you with his love tonight, like folds you in with his love tonight.
Amen. Like, and look at braids. You here sitting here. You look like you're folded into a challah blanket.
I am.
That's why we were talking about blankets, folks, because she busted out her blankie, her challah blankie.
Yeah. Well, it was cold here in the studio tonight. So I came in and I was like, you know what? I'm trying to find anything. And Kevin's jackets are kind of big and bulky. But then he had this like this really cozy little blanket. And I'm just like, oh, I got to put that on.
I don't know if that's a good idea because you were kind of falling asleep when you came up here. And
no,
you just got out of a blankie when we were watching the Jerusalem Dateline. And I knew that you were going to start falling asleep. You're like, I'm okay.
No, it's okay.
Blankies make you go to sleep. So
I
if she falls asleep, folks, and you hear someone snoring, then you know what happened.
Yeah. You know that I just got enveloped by my blankie.
Yeah. Because on today's episode, we want to talk about rest. So I don't know if this is the best episode for you tonight, dear. Oh, man.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
you're
going
to edit that, right?
No way.
Oh, come
on.
No
way.
Come on, man.
I'll say this. I confess that sometimes I snore too.
Yeah, you
but
sure
most
do.
Most of the time it's you.
But you know what? I'm a wise woman. I have my earplugs and my eye mask on and I don't hear a thing.
That's right. That's good. That's some good rest. That's,
sometimes I do hear it through the earplugs.
That's rest from the Lord.
Then I just kick you really hard. I'm just kidding.
Amen. And it's really good rest from the Lord, too, if I'm snoring.
Yeah.
That means I'm resting good, huh?
Yeah. And I really don't even like to wake you up if you are snoring. And if I'm having problems sleeping, yeah. I just try to like push my earplugs in further. Because I want you to rest.
And you know what earplugs do too, right? Because I wore them for years in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So earplugs create natural earplugs. Because the earplugs, if you wear them all the time, it pushes your earwax in and it forms your earwax into natural earplugs. Mm. So after a while, you don't need earplugs anymore.
That's why you can't hear anything. No, it should be me, right? I'm wearing them now.
But you remember, right? Because you remember I used to wear earplugs. Yeah. And then after a while, I couldn't hear anything.
I know. And then you had to go to the doctor and get
the... blast it out with the water.
The water blaster. So but hey.
Big chunks of rock would fall out and then it'd be like, wow, freedom.
I have a home version of that, and there is actually a home version of that.
It doesn't work as good.
No, it works great.
It doesn't work as good. Well, you need the industrial type when you go to the ear doctor.
Yeah.
They just break out like the fire hydrant version.
I'm amazed how much pressure your ears can handle, but that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess today's episode is all about earwax and earplugs and rest and snoring and... No, but it's about a better rest, right?
Yes.
So last week we were talking about Matthew 11, 28 to 30, and it's a powerful passage. This passage has been used around the world to bring people into the rest that only Jesus can provide, right?
Yes.
And we know that because years ago, I actually did a study to research Muslims who have come to know the Savior, right? Come to know Jesus, Yeshua, and through dreams and visions. Around the world, there's a lot of restricted areas where the Lord is appearing in dreams and visions to Muslims who are desperate, who are wanting to know the real God. And he's actually visiting them. And in their testimonies, I went through so many. Remember, I had actually binders full of these testimonies.
Yeah,
remember that?
You did. Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for the common thread, the most common testimonies of how he would minister to people. And there were two passages that were used over and over again, more than any other thing that the Lord was speaking to them in dreams and visions. And it was this, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That passage, the Lord would appear to Muslims.
Yeah.
And speak this verse to them. And then the other verse is John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Yeah.
And those two passages over and over again stood out.
Right.
So I can understand for, you know, those who are living in oppressed type of Islamic nations who are desperate and are feeling the oppression of Islam, and they start crying out to the Lord. They just want to know who the real God is.
Yeah.
And then the Lord appears to them because they need rest, right? They need rest.
They do.
There's no rest in Islam.
No rest. Where I saw this, the most vivid I've ever seen in my whole life was in Uganda, Africa. And, you know, you go through these different villages and some of them are very spiritually charged. I mean, the demonic realm over there in Africa is like on steroids. I don't know. I can't, it's something you can't even explain. Like I've never seen things like this or felt things like this before in my life ever, except on the mission field in Uganda. You know, and we went through a Muslim village to get to the place where we stayed. It was like inside almost of a Muslim village. And we're really like isolated in this little compound, but all around us, there's witch doctors. There's a Muslim village. There's literally a wife and an imam that live right next to the gate of this compound that I was staying at. So it was very close to the Muslim neighborhood. And when I went through that neighborhood, I felt a darkness like I've never felt before.
Oppression.
Any other place ever. And you see the women and they're like slaves.
Especially.
I've never seen it or felt it like this before, where it was such a dark feeling. And you see the women and they look so desperate. Like they're outside working, but it's just this dark. I don't know. The only word I can use is a darkness that you can feel. It's palpable, like the darkness.
It's heavy.
It's heavy, and you feel the heavy burden they're under.
Right.
I mean, it's like
Islam is literally a heavy burden.
It's a spiritual heavy burden.
Yeah.
And we got a chance to share the gospel with a Muslim imam's wife, and she received a Bible from us. She had to hide it. She received a cook stove that we gave her and some, you know, things to help her, you know, but also the Bible. But she kept coming. She wanted to come to our compound because she felt light. Yeah. She saw light with us and joy and something that she wanted so desperately.
Yeah. And a burden that is light.
Yes, absolutely. It's such a vivid need that I've seen, you know, going into Africa and in Uganda, Africa, I've seen that vivid need for rest, you know, and to know that if they come to Jesus, he'll make it light.
That's right.
It's really precious.
And if anyone's interested, there is an excellent resource, one of the best resources out there. I might say it's the best because I used to get these. Remember, we used to give them out, the DVDs. It's More Than Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's called More Than Dreams. It was made in 2006, and it is like a docudrama. So it's a documentary, but it dramatizes Muslim encounters with Jesus Christ appearing to them in dreams and visions in different places all over the world.
Yeah.
So it's not just one place. It's like in Turkey, it's in Iran, it's in Indonesia, it's in Nigeria. It's all over the world where there's Islamic dominated areas where people are becoming desperate and they just start crying out to God.
Wow.
Put aside the Quran and everything. They start crying out to God, desperate. I just want to know you.
Mm.
There's got to be more than this. And then the Lord visits them.
Yeah.
Himself.
Right.
I would encourage everybody to go and watch it.
Yes. In fact, I want to watch it again.
Yeah. More Than Dreams.
Yes.
Amen. So,
so good.
The Lord here in Matthew 11 says that he will provide rest for your soul. Right?
Yes.
And one thing we need to do is we have to be careful to stay yoked with Jesus and only carry his burden, right?
Yeah.
In order to maintain the rest for our soul.
That's true.
And David, I like what he would do, okay? Because he would, in order to stay yoked with the Lord, he would stay yoked to the Lord and maintain the rest for his soul by speaking to his own soul, okay?
Yeah.
Our soul is essentially our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what your soul is. And so he would encourage himself in the Lord. He would speak to his soul. And he would say, like in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. You know, his graciousness, his loving kindness. He's removed our transgressions far from us, from east to as far as the east is to the west. He hasn't dealt with us according to our iniquities. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And so he maintained that rest by speaking to his soul, that rest for his soul, which comes from staying yoked with the Lord. Because there's things, like you said, that will try to get us unyoked from the Lord. And we lose our rest that way, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
So we need to be careful to maintain that, that burden of the Lord. It's not heavy.
No.
And one of the ways we do that is by encouraging ourselves in the Lord. He says, forget not all of his benefits. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, because of those benefits.
Yeah.
Right? So he's speaking to his soul, because if you start forgetting the benefits that you have in him, then you start to lose that rest. And we need to remind ourselves of what God has done for us. That's basically what David was doing in order to maintain that rest for his soul, right?
Yeah.
And we need to do that. We need to remind ourselves of what the Lord has done for us and remember those things that he has done for us. And just like David, he exhorted his own soul to remember and to return. Like if he got away from the rest, he would exhort his own soul to return to that rest. Amen. And Psalm 116, 7 and 8, he says this, return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. He's speaking to his own soul.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Couldn't we say that?
Yeah, we could. Hey.
If we ever need to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's dealt bountifully with us, hasn't he, in Messiah? Yeah.
Definitely.
Right? And he says, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. He's speaking to the Lord. You have done that. You've done that. Now he's saying, soul, return to that rest.
Wow.
And maybe that's somebody today. Hmm. You know, you've gotten unyoked from the Lord, right? You've taken on some other burdens the Lord hasn't put on you.
Yeah.
And it's getting heavy.
Right.
And you realize this. Hmm. Say to your soul, return to your rest, oh my soul. And remember the Lord's benefits. Remember all the benefits of being yoked to him, right?
Yeah.
And return.
And toss anything out of the boat that is like holding you down and weighing you down. Because Amen. Any of that stuff, you can't take it with you into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, any of those burdens and all that heaviness that you're bearing, none of that can go into the kingdom with you. You Amen. Need to just throw it out. Just get yoked with the Lord. You know, if there's anything in your life that you need to get rid of in order to just be able to live simpler, you know, to be able to live a more simple life with you and the Lord, I mean, maybe the Lord would call you to give something up, whether it's something inside of you or something outside of you. You know, sometimes the burdens aren't physical things that we carry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our own burdens are inside of us that we need to just chuck out and say, you know, God, I don't want that burden. I don't want that heaviness anymore. You know, I need that rest that you want for my soul. Mm-hmm. And I can't have that rest while I'm carrying this heavy burden.
That's right.
I need to throw that off.
Right. The enemy will try to put that on you. Other people will try to put things upon you. And then you will put things upon yourself. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And the Lord said his yoke is easy. His burden is light. And you know, the heavy burden that many people put upon themselves is trying to live to please themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a heavy burden.
Right.
They're living for their own pleasure, living for themselves. And we could all get drawn away into that. If we start living for ourselves, being selfish, doing things for ourselves, for our own pleasures. Okay. Of course, people without God, they live for themselves.
Yeah.
They live for their own pleasures. And when you think about when Jesus said his yoke is easy, his burden is light. Mm. What was his burden? Because his burden is light.
Yeah.
So what was the burden of the Lord? John 6:38. Let's listen to this. Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Amen.
Yeah.
You see, he wasn't living for himself.
Right.
And then what were the very first words recorded of the Lord Jesus Christ? Luke 2:49, when he was a boy, okay? And they came up to Jerusalem. And then they left in the caravan and they realized he's not with them. Remember, yeah. They came back searching for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they found him in the temple. And they're like, "Son, you know, where were you?" And then he says, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?"
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
See, he was doing the will of his Father.
Yeah.
Not his own will, not living for himself.
Right.
And then later he said something that's very key in John 8:29. "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him."
Mm.
Amen.
That was his burden. Pleasing God.
Pleasing God.
The Father.
That's right. He didn't live to please himself. He lived to please the Father.
Mm.
That was his burden. Amen.
And wow, that's really beautiful. I mean, I think that if we carry that burden and just stop trying to please ourselves and stop trying to please man, you know, and just start trying to please the Father.
Yeah.
I was actually just dealing with a sister, a really sweet client of ours, and she posted something on Facebook that was like, she said, "Why do people have to be so not understanding of me? Why do they have to be so cruel and hateful?" Or I can't remember the exact words she shared, but it was the very first thought that I had when I saw that was, you know, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Amen. He's that's never, right. And that's what I shared with her. I shared that scripture with her, that he's never going to fail you. You know, don't put your confidence in people because they're going to fail you. And if you try to please others, if you try to please people, or if you try to please yourself, you know, it's all going to fail. It's all going to break down.
That's right.
It's very heavy. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's only light when we try to please the Father.
Exactly. And it's like the Lord is saying, you know, my yoke is easy. My burden is light.
Yeah.
Because I don't live to please all these other people. I live to please my Father. And it's like he's saying to please the Father is easier than to please yourself.
Oh, it is. It is so much easier. And you know, I know the devil is having a heyday with the lie that, it's so hard to follow God.
No.
You know, there's all these rules and he's such this big, you know, like massive, crazy, a psychopath, you know, and this is really what he is.
Yeah.
That's really what he is. Because
that's
when you follow,
right there.
When you follow the enemy, it is a burden.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, like I remember. And you're constantly having to, okay, you're living this lie, but then you have to have this other lie on top of this lie to cover this lie. And it's like this whole lie you're living for when you're living for the enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's a burden.
Yeah, it's
because
counterfeit.
Because you're not pleasing the Father when you're doing that.
Exactly.
And you're carrying the wrong burden.
Right, because we are made to glorify Him.
Yes.
And when we're doing anything that we weren't made for, eventually it's going to become heavy.
Mm, yeah.
And eternally heavy, of course. So, you know, living to please the Lord is the light burden.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is. When He wants us to have that burden and just live to please Him. And it's a heavy burden to please yourself. And Jesus's burden is light.
Yes,
so,
it is.
That's what He's calling us to. Amen.
Amen.
Pleasing the Father. And when you start to live to please God, you find rest for your soul.
Give Him your burden and watch and see what He wants to do with it.
Hallelujah.
Well, we just want to thank all of our listeners for joining us once again for another episode of Spirit of Adoption Radio. Mm-hmm. We're excited to share that on our hinanitours.com website, we have our upcoming tour to Greece up there for you to check out. And if you're interested in joining that tour, going in the footsteps of Paul with us, with Hinani Tours. We have a group that's already signing up, probably about 14 people so far. We're going to be, there's room for you. And we're hoping to have, you know, maybe 20, 30 people. It's not going to be huge, but it's going to be an awesome tour. We're going to be just going all over Greece and going in the footsteps of Paul. So we really hope you'll join us for that. If you have any upcoming needs for airfare going anywhere in the world, please visit our website, adoptionairfare.com/quote. And one of our agents would love to serve you with any upcoming missions or adoption travel.
Amen. And remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He has everything under control. So look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And may the Lord bless you as you seek Him today. Maranatha.
Thanks for listening to Spirit of Adoption Radio. You can reach us through our website, adoptionairfare.com. Also, please subscribe and leave us a review on the listening platform of your choice. Lord willing, we'll see you next time. Maranatha.